Rabbi Steve Gutto led the way. An imam went down the cereal aisle. And a priest got some help with the numbers.
But this is more for $5, which means if we get two.
We get two.
Right, we spend $2.50, right?
And there was a challenge, spend no more than $31.50. That's the average sum distributed by the government's Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. It's popularly known by its former name, food stamps. The federally funded program is for Americans living in what's known as food insecure households. How many Americans live that way?
48 million of us. That's not 48,000, that's not 488,000, and that's not 4.8 million. It's 48 million of us who struggle under the threat of hunger every day.
These clergy plan to live on the food stamp budget for 1 week, and they're calling on other Americans to do the same to protest proposed cuts to the program's 2012 budget. Participation in the program has increased by more than 60% since the 2008 recession. Critics say the program does not reduce hunger. Reverend Canon Peg Chamberlain used to live on food stamps and says Americans face a decision.
Will we be a nation of compassion, the one God calls us to, or will we be a nation of greed?
Rabbi Gutto says poverty is not a popular topic for politicians.
So they talk a lot about things that help the middle class, and they don't talk about things that help the poor.
Sovereign and merciful Creator, giver of life.
But he says helping the poor is so ingrained in religious tradition that these leaders are left with no choice but to defend the food subsidy program. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Washington.